Welcome to The Road Back to Life with Ashley and Don, a program brought to you by Patients for Patients with Kidney Disease and their families. Hosted by The Road Back to Life, a mentoring group for kidney patients. For more information on The Road Back to Life, visit us at theroadbacktolife.com. Now, here's your hosts, Ashley and Don. Welcome again back to The Road Back to Life with Ashley and Don. Ashley's not able to be with us today. Bob is with us. Bob is in Linwood, Washington, and I, Don, am in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Technology is wonderful. Our topic today is staying healthy in COVID-19. We're not going to be talking a whole bunch about COVID-19 today, but we are going to talk about the things that's been recommended that we should be doing on a daily basis. Bob, welcome. How are things there in Linwood?
You know, Don, I really don't know, but thank you. I'm glad to be on the show and, you know, to explain that comment. I've been home for over 3 weeks in quarantine, and I haven't been outside my house. So I'm following the rules. You know, it's something like we're covering today. This is one of the things that I have to do as a transplant patient, a kidney patient, and hopefully, a successful one. But yeah, the only way I know what's going on outside in the real world is if I look at the Washington Department of Transportation's cams and I see all the empty freeways and that kind of stuff. So that's what it's like in Linwood.
Yeah. My friend that lived in Lake Stevens had to see her doctor in Edmonds, which normally takes her about an hour, hour and 15, took her 15 minutes total. So it's pretty light traffic. And that's good. It's supposed to be, you know, And our talking last time we were talking about staying healthy, you know, why it's so important and whatnot. I guess the next part of this, Bob, is how should I go about staying healthy? You know, it may sound kind of, you know, common sense like, but oftentimes there's a lot of it that we don't think about, or we know we just don't do, and so on and so forth. So we got to be conscious of this. So Bob, how do I go about staying healthy?
Well, first off, I have to, you know, tell you, I am not a medical professional. I'm not a doctor, but I am pretty good at being a patient. So I'm going to come from that perspective about this. First and foremost, you need to follow your medical team. It's that simple. Listen to your doctors, listen to your, you know, to everybody on your team. And yes, we do have a team. So, you know, when I say listen to your team, I'm talking about your regular GP. I'm talking about your nephrologist. I'm talking about your dentist. Please trust them. In a lot of the support groups and a lot of classes that we do as the Road Back to Life, we get people who think that their doctors have no idea what they're doing. And so they try to do things on their own. You know, I've actually heard them call the doctor stupid. You know, it's like, no, I'm pretty sure they're not, or they wouldn't be a doctor still. But everybody out there, please remember that kidney disease isn't new, and dialysis and transplant is relatively new, but it's really not new as you think it is. There is 50 years plus of information. There's a lot of evidence. They're not dealing with something brand new anymore. And when you think of the hundreds of thousands of patients that our medical teams have taken care of, they've got a pretty good idea of what works and what doesn't. I do find the people who fight the most and won't follow their or refuse to follow their medical professionals usually end up being the patients who don't thrive under these conditions. You know, I want to say don't survive, but that's kind of brutal. But it is true. It is true. Your chance of longevity goes down significantly if you fight the people who are trying to help you. And that's another thing to remember is the folks that are out there for us, our doctors, our nurses, our dietitians, our technicians at the dialysis centers. None of them are out there for a paycheck. I swear. Yeah. If you looked at what it takes to be a dietitian and what they get paid, you'd be like, why? It's because they love us. It's because they want to help people. So please, you know, be nice to them. It's very important. The other thing that you really do is your medications. Now, that doesn't mean, in my experience, that you just have to take everything that a doctor throws at you. And what I mean by that is you really should talk to your doctor. When they recommend another medication, go, why? And my favorite answer was always, and what can I do to change it so I don't need that medication? And that really opens up your doctor, because they want you to not take the meds too. But in America, it seems to be that a pill is good for everything. And it's easy. But you know, almost everything my doctor tried to give me as I was going through this whole kidney journey, you know, there's a few. Well, there was quite a few that were vitally important I couldn't do away with. But a lot of them had to do with my diet and my exercise. And when he came up and he said, well, you know, I need to add another blood pressure pill. And I would go, well, what's my options? And he always said, exercise more and lose some weight, maybe cut out the sodium. You know, and it worked. It really does. So, but they know what they give us. They know their medications. They're really good at this. But I think you shouldn't take it blindly. You know, changes, definitely have a conversation with your doctor. Find out what you can do. What's something that you can be responsible for instead?
you know, Bob, along with that, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but along with that, I have heard so many times that patients will oftentimes say, well, I'm only on this, but you know, I have a vitamin regimen I take, you know, well, does your doctor know that? Well, no, because they just want to know the meds. Well, that is part of your meds. Anything you're taking by mouth or you're injecting into your body that's supposed to help you is part of your medications. And you know, too many times these things will fight the medications you're taking. And so it nullifies the effect that, you know, of taking them, and you get sicker. So, you know, if you're listening out there, when they ask you what your medications are, they want to know all the medications you're taking, whether they're prescriptions or whether they're vitamins or whatever it is. And if you're not sure, let them know. They'll tell you, you know, you gotta take this differently than you've ever had before, because let me tell you, my immune suppressant, if I have grapefruit, it'll nullify one of my immune suppressants. And that's not good, because then my kidney will go into rejection. And that's grapefruit. And there's another little deal out there, starfruit. If you really like starfruit and you're on dialysis, stop it. Talk to your doctor about starfruit and dialysis, because it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, they actually call it toxic.
Yes, it is. And I don't want to throw a big scare factor into people, but that's all part of staying healthy and reading and listening and being proactive in your own life and health. You know, and the other thing is we need to look for, you know, symptoms of things. Whether you're on dialysis or whether you're not on dialysis yet or whether you're transplanted, if your body is saying something to you, pay attention to it. We need to pay attention to it. It's like me on the first segment, I talked about being sick. I had a cold and it turned into pneumonia and made my heart go into arrhythmia. I mean, AFib. And then I had fluid on my lung. I mean, it's taken me 3 months so far. as soon as this COVID-19 and quarantine is over, I got to go down to my pulmonary doctor down there, and they're going to take some chest x-rays and make sure the pneumonia's all gone. I feel good, but I can't go by feeling sometimes. I got to go by what the x-rays say and so on and so forth. But we got to listen to our body. We got to pay attention to blood pressure. We got to take and know what our blood tests are all about when they come back. We need to understand what LDL and that all means, and what creatinine means, what's GFR, you know, and all that kind of stuff, because it's pertinent to your health. And you yourself can take a look at some of this stuff. If your potassium's too high, look at what you've been eating. Change it up. If your calcium's too high, look at what you've been eating and drinking and change it up. And that's paying attention. You got to be responsible for your own life. You can't let others do it for you. Your wife or husband can't do it for you. Your sons and daughters can't do it for you. Your doctors would probably love to be able to do it for you because you drive them nuts, but they can't do it for you. You have got to take responsibility for you. You need to take your meds on time. You need to take them daily as prescribed. You need to be aware of your body and then do something about it when it's not running right. It's like an engine in a car. If it starts missing, something's not right, okay? And you don't want to get stranded someplace. Well, in this case, it could be worse than being stranded. You know,
well, there's nothing worse than being stranded in a hospital.
They don't have good magazines there, do they?
No. And don't touch the magazines either. No. No. I wanted to add to that also the blood test. You need to educate yourself about the blood test and the numbers that you're supposed to look. And that's something you can talk to your medical team about, your nephrologist. Because, you know, that blood test that we get very often as kidney patients is one of the best tools that we have in our toolbox to stay healthy. When you know what you're looking for and what you're looking at, then you can watch the trends. And I say trends because it's really important for us to realize that numbers, our results on our blood tests, can be changing from each blood test to each blood test. So I learned over these years that you want to watch like a graph. You want to watch for the long-term changes. But that's a tool that we have. And Don, you know, you brought up the fact that all of a sudden your blood test comes back and your potassium's high or your phosphorus is high or your calcium is high. First thing you should look at is what have you added to your diet? Maybe you didn't realize that it had more of this than you thought it did. I hear that all the time. One of the people that was asking me, potassium was high all of a sudden. And I said, well, what are you doing? He goes, well, nothing different. Talked for a little while longer, and they finally said that they had felt like they had had a bladder infection. So they went down and bought cranberry juice. And they were drinking cranberry juice. And it was like, well, you know, you better look up how much potassium's in cranberry juice, because I'm thinking that's where your potassium's coming from. But yeah, so, you know, that's why I say that, you know, your blood test results, guys, are one of the best tools in your toolbox that you have to remain healthy and be a good patient. Also, Don touched on medications. I can't tell you how important it is that your nephrologist knows all the medications you're on. And I mean all of them, like he was saying about vitamins. Well, you know, a lot of people go to the nutrition centers and they get the wolfsbane and all of that. Please, all of that, any kind of supplement that you're taking, nutritional or otherwise, even if you're drinking the kombucha, or I really butchered that one, but the new fancy water made with mushrooms, you need to tell your doctor, because a lot of times these things can interact with medications that you may be on, or it could be another unidentified source of one of the chemicals or, you know, minerals that we're supposed to watch for. When I say everything, I mean everything. Ask your dentist what kind of meds they're giving you. Tell your dentist that you are a kidney patient. For me, that changed the kind of numbing agent they put whenever they did dental work, because the cheap one is a little harder on the kidneys than the better ones. So, you know, even the dentist, make sure you identify yourself as a kidney patient when you go to the emergency room. It changes everything. They they say we're very complicated, but it's up to us. You're right, Don. It's up to us to be the best advocate for our own health. We are the ones that are absolutely responsible in the end. All
right. Yeah, and even the eye doctor. I go to the eye doctor, you know, and I had cataract surgery. You know, it's like, and let me tell you, if you're fighting cataracts, go get it done.
I was scheduled, not anymore.
But you know, I put it off, and then, you know, when the time came for me to have it done, they went through the whole gamut of what am I taking, and they knew it even beforehand. You know, I gave them the list, but even the hospital when they did it, they did. You know, we went through it again, and you know, it's just common sense stuff that we sometimes don't think about. We think, Pete, you know, it's no big deal. I just take an aspirin at night. Well, you know what? That is a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And maybe you should be, and maybe you shouldn't be. You know, yeah. Maybe you're taking a lot of blood thinners, and that aspirin at night is not a good idea. So, you know, you need to talk to that doctor. And that goes right into the you know, if I'm not feeling good, if I think something's wrong, this may sound like a dumb question, Bob, but who do I talk to? You know, where do I go? What, you know, it's like, I just got a little cold. I mean, do I need to bother the doctor?
That is a really good question. And that's a tough one for all of us, Don, because, you know, as a rule, we don't want to bother anybody, honestly. And I always felt I didn't want to be that patient, you know, the one that always is complaining. I brought that up to my doctor, my nephrologist one time. And he said, well, you know, he said, it's important that you bring up everything. He said, because, you know, even if it's just nothing, 80% of the time, 20% of the time, it's something and it could save your life. So he said, any question you've got, contact me, make an appointment, because it could save your life. So who you should talk to. I am really lucky that I have my insurance and my health team as is Kaiser. And so when I've got a question, I can call the on-call nurse. I give them a call, and it's 24 hours a day, and they listen to me. They listen to my complaint, and then they'll direct me from there. When I was on dialysis and early in my transplant, everything went right to my nephrologist. That was your main contact point. So my, you know, from the nurse, it went right to the nephrologist, and then he directed or she directed what my healthcare was going to be. Now that I've had my transplant, not 17 years like you, Don, but this June will be 10 years already. I go right back to my, 10 years. I can't believe it. But yeah. I go right back to my PCP. And then she takes care of it, you know. And if she feels it's something that's important for my nephrologist to deal with, she'll direct me towards them.
And PCP means primary care physician.
Thank you.
It's not some drug you take.
No, that'll change things. No, it's. I'm sorry about that. It's easy to kind of slide into the terminology, you know. So that's the where I would go. And luckily, you know, what's going on now might make it even easier to ask questions of our medical team, because they're going away from having to make an appointment and drive down to downtown Seattle in an hour and a half's worth of traffic, you know. This is kind of exciting for me, because maybe we can just shoot a message to our doctor or schedule a phone visit. It'd be a lot easier to do these things, I think, in the future.
Well, and I think we're going to get right into the next subject here, and that is, you know, when I do have a doctor's visit, you know, when I have questions, maybe something is going on and I go to the doctor and the doctor says, and you know, my mom was good at this. They would say, well, how are you doing? And she would go, fine. And she was sicker than a dog and hadn't been, you know, well for a while. And finally, you know, after she said fine a couple times, I stepped in and said, doctor, she's not fine. Okay. So Bob, you know, during these visits, what are some of the things we should be taking with us or leaving with? And you know, kind of give us an idea.
All right. Well, you know, this is just an interesting thing. I had already been doing it, but one of our mentors has a notebook. And from the very beginning of her time of kidney disease, she has kept this notebook. And every time before her doctor's appointment, she had a list of questions that she wanted to cover when she was with her doctor. Now, I do that now. And even back then I did. But here's the great thing. What she would do and what we all should do is every time we had something that we wanted to talk to our doctor about, jot it down. Because, you know, usually when you're on dialysis, you get a visit every 30 days. When you're in, you know, certain stages, you can go 6-month visits, 3-month visits. But if you write these things down, because as kidney patients, even as human beings, it's really hard to remember things. And if you don't write it down, you forget. When what she told me what she would do is she would go over that list of questions that she had before her doctor's appointment, and she would strike out the ones that she had already figured out or that weren't as important. And then she would just have those questions ready for a doctor. And he grew to really appreciate it. He goes, okay, so what's your questions? And she would list them out and he would answer them really quick. And then on the backside of that, you need to make sure that the answers are recorded. Whether you take notes or you bring somebody with you that can write down what the doctor says, or like I said, I'm with Kaiser, so they actually give me a printout at the end of my visit about everything that was covered. And that way, you know, I have a record and I don't have to remember word for word what was said at the appointment.
Good. And that's really, really important. But if your doctor doesn't have that availability, you know, make sure that your answers, you get the answers that you need. You have that chat with your doctor. You both come to an agreement. You write it down and you take it with you. And if you can't write it down, make sure you take somebody along. Right. You know, that's why I went with my mother. You know, my mom was at that age where I'm at now.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into this topic called COVID-19. And, you know, I'm going to preface this by saying we are not doctors. And if you don't know what you should be doing, your TV's broke and your radio don't work either. And your phone probably don't work and a bunch of other stuff because that's all it's being talked about. And so we're just going to reiterate the things that we, not only as patients, but we as human beings need to be doing right now to keep each other safe. You know, because whatever I get, I give. It's not just me. I live in a house with 7 people, counting myself. I come down with COVID-19. Now we got 7 more cases probably going to pop up. So let's just go through some quick stuff here. We've got, you know, another 5-6 minutes maybe. And Bob, give me some ideas.
All right, ideas. First thing I did is I went out and I looked for reputable sources on the internet. And I found that kidney.org, which is National Kidney Foundation, has got really up-to-date stuff, and it's really pertinent to us. I also found interesting for some patients that are having some difficulty financially and also need information, go to kidneyfund.org/coronavirus. They have been at times they've been able to grant $250 per patient. So there's a place, a resource. And believe it or not, there's an American Society of Transplantation that has really good information about the COVID-19 and transplanted patients. So please go to the American Society of Transplantation. And then, of course...
And that's all transplants, right?
Not just all kidney. Kinds of transplants. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's really great. Luckily, us kidney transplants, we're... Well, you know, that's old information. I'm not going to say that. This information changes day to day. So the best I can do is, you know, recommended sources to find the latest. And, of course, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, that's a great website. Silly little things that escaped me. My daughter is just all over me. She wants me to stay alive, and I love her for that. And she called me the other day, and she said, what have you done today? I said, well, I snuck out and got the mail. And she goes, oh, Dad, did you wear gloves? And I went, what? Never entered my mind, guys, to put gloves on to go to the mailbox. That, you know, could have been stupid. Who knows how my mail person opens the mailbox, puts the mail in, right? So things like that. Honestly, no, I did not wear gloves. I do now when I go out to the mailbox. yeah. Simple things, you know, like I'm following, I talked earlier, I'm following the restrictions very closely. I'm not going out. I haven't been to the store. Trying to protect myself from the COVID, you know, from this virus is the best thing I can do. Because like you said, Don, is not only is it me, but it's my wife, it's my son that could be involved in this. And it's just not a good plan. Wash your hands. All the normal stuff that we've been seeing is really important to follow. And
yeah, keep your distance. You know, don't feel offended if somebody's talking to you from across the street. wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the state of Colorado, it's recommended beyond highly recommended. They're saying if you're going to go outside, put a mask on.
Yeah.
You know, wear gloves. I keep hand sanitizer in my vehicle. We go to the grocery store. The stuff that comes out of the grocery store gets wiped down. Sounds a little crazy. It all gets wiped down before it comes in the house. All the fruits and vegetables get washed. We got some special wash for that. You know, you know, then after we've brought the fruits and vegetables in, we throw the bags away, and then we go in and we wash. And if we went to the grocery store, we take a shower.
And, wow, wonderful.
And so, you know, it's these simple things. Just think before you do. And we'll all get through this. Remember, you know, we're all in this together. We live in one of the greatest nations in the world. We've been through far worse, and we'll get through this. And, you know, if we all do our part. So thank you again on behalf of the Road Back to Life and the Ashley and Don Show. Thank you, Bob, for being here.
Thank you.
With us. And remember, be kind to one another. We hope this week's show has provided you with valuable information and inspiration you can apply to your life. Keep in mind, anything said on this show is for educational purposes only. As always, we encourage you to write down your questions and take them with you to your healthcare provider. If you have any questions for us or would like to talk to one of our mentors at The Road Back to Life, please feel free to email us at mail@theroadbacktolife.com and we'll be happy to assist you. Now be kind to one another.